Srimad Bhagavatam, Rasa Panchadhyaya, chapters 29 through 33 of the 10th canto, the beautiful narration of Krishna's divine dance of love under the full moon light of the Sharad season, Sharad Purnima, dancing the entire night away with this most beloved and devoted servitors, the cowherd damsels of Brajabhumi. Sri Badarayani Ruvacha Bhagavan Apita Ratri Sharadut Fulamalika Viksharantam Manaschakre Yogamaya Upashrita. When Krishna saw the full moon night of the Sharad season, Sharad Purnima, Krishna decorated himself with various seasonal flowers, especially the Malika, full flowers, which are very fragrant. Krishna remembered the gopis' prayers 1 year before to Goddess Katyayani, wherein they prayed to the goddess, "Please bless us that Sri Krishna becomes our husband." Krishna thought that full moon night, Sharad Purnima, was just suitable for a nice dance of love, Ras Leela. He arranged the Ras Leela in order to fulfill the desire of his pure devotees, the Brajagopis, who wanted to have Krishna, him, as their husband. We have discussed over the last few days of class the meaning of Sri Badarayana Uvacha, and we were discussing the meaning of the second line of the shloka, Sharad Utpala Malika. We discussed many of the wonderful features of the Malika flower yesterday's class, and a few extra features we would like to include today. Utpala Malika. These beautiful fragrant flowers were blossoming. They're white. They're a very beautiful flower. If you're not familiar with the Malika, come to Vrindavan. We invite everyone to come to Vrindavan for Julan Yatra. And come in the summertime to see Bunky Bihari and Radha Raman, Radha Govinda, Radha Shamsundar. And when you come in the summertime in May and June, then you'll have an amazing experience for your eyes, an amazing experience for your nose, an amazing experience for your ears, an amazing experience for your tongue, and an amazing experience for your sense of touch. All your panch indriyas will experience adbhuta, experience. Think on that one. Anubhav. Adbhut Anubhav. An amazing experience. A sensual thrill. Sensual delight. What type of happiness? Material sensual happiness? No, spiritual sensual happiness. Your spiritual senses will become saturated with Krishna's love. Krishna will embrace your eyes with his beautiful form as Radha Raman and Radha Shamasundar. So your eyes will have an amazing experience. Then Krishna will embrace your nose when you smell the full bungalows, the beautiful flower cottages, the flower kunjas, the full kunjas, the kutirs that are made in all the temples of Vrindavan in May and June. And Thakurji Radha Raman, Thakurji Radhisham, Thakurji Bunky Bihari, they come forward to give even a closer darshan. So our eyes will get this beautiful darshan, most beautiful person in the world, most beautiful man, Radharaman, Shamsundar, Bhakti Bihari, and the most beautiful lady, the divine spiritual consort of Sri Krishna, Radharani, Srimati Radhika. So your eyes will experience the embrace of Krishna. Then when you enter the temple, the entire temple will be decorated with Malika phool, Malika flowers, which are being described here in 29.1. Each and every temple in Vrindavan, Radharaman, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, Radha Shamasundar, Radha Damodar, they have full bungalows. Sometimes every day in Bunki Bihari, they have a flower cottage. The entire mandir is decorated with Malika phool. Mogra, Juhi, excuse me, not Juhi, it's called Bela. In Vrindavan we say Bela flowers, or Malika. It's a variety of jasmine. In the Western countries and tropical countries, they know of a flower called jasmine. Very fragrant, very intoxicating. Intoxicating fragrance which actually awakens in the heart romantic desires, loving desires. So your eyes, there's a feast for your eyes, a celebration for your eyes, celebration of divine love when you see Thakurji, Radharaman, Radhasham, Bunki Bihari. And then a celebration for your nose, for the saurabh, the sugandha, the beautiful sweet fragrance of all these bela flowers. And some mandirs, they spend 3 lakhs to 5 lakhs every single day of the summer. 3 lakhs to 5 lakhs every single day of the May and June to offer the Thakurji, Radha and Krishna, full bungalow, a flower cottage with these intoxicating, romantic, beautiful, tender, sweet, white little flowers called Malika phool. And this verse 29.1 talks about Sharad Utfala Malika. So when we smell that Mahaprasad, Prasadi Ganda, Prasadi Saurav, Bunki Bihari Lal, or Govindaji, Radhesham, Radharaman, we will become intoxicated by the darshan of the Thakurji, Radha and Krishna, Thakurji, Radha and Krishna, and the fragrance. So these are the two Adbhuta Anubhavas of a Braj Yatra in the summertime, May and June. And we will see not only is the mandir decorated, and there's a beautiful kunja, big arches like this, and special private little cottage, little house just for Radha and Krishna. And they're laced, the walls are laced, interlaced, like these Rajasthani windows, these lattice work. And the walls are thousands and thousands of these Malika malas. And then the whole rooftop. Imagine 5 lakhs of flowers every day. 100,000, 200, 2 lakhs of flowers in the whole mandir. And it creates a very soothing, cooling, intoxicating, transcendentally intoxicating, romantic feelings of divine love. That's the inner feeling. Beyond the five senses, the panchindriya is the heart sense, the sense of your heart, the emotional sense, the bhavindriya, the sense of your feelings, your heart. And what happens in May and June, as Indian people know, in North India especially, it's scorching hot, 45 degrees, 48 degrees, totally hot. And throughout the day, everyone's lying on the floor trying to work. It's very difficult. Then the sun sets in the evening and the moon rises and all the temples open up with their full bungalows. The pujaris and sevites spent all day decorating the entire temple with flowers and decorating Thakurji. So when all the yatris and the bhaktas, they all come there for darshan, they feel refreshed. Ah, it's so hot today, so unbearable. But now I enter the mandir. Oh, it's so cooling, comforting, soothing, this fragrance. And it feels so happy and relieved. I forgot all the heat of the day. I forgot all the pain simply by having darshan of Thakurji, Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan in the summer season. So this is the Malika flower, a very small white flower. It blossoms in the heat of the summer and gives a cooling, soothing, attractive feeling and scent to the nose and the eyes. Now the ears. Your ears will have adbhuta anubhav, an amazing experience when you come to Vrindavan and see the Thakurji, Radha and Krishna. You'll hear songs glorifying Radha and Krishna. You'll hear beautiful kirtan, Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And your ears will fly in the beautiful, sweet vibrations of the songs glorifying Radha and Krishna. With tablas and mridangas and flutes and harmoniums and kartals and violins. All this is going on in the mandirs. So your ears will feel so happy and relieved. An amazing, most amazing experience for the ears, the eyes, and the nose. And by chance, if you're very, very fortunate, ati ati so bhagya jeev, very fortunate, then the pujari may see, oh, this is a true bhakta. This is a true devotee of Radha and Krishna. And he'll say, ow, ow, hey yatri, ow, ow, bhakta, ow, I have some Thakurji Mahaprasad. You take Lelo. And in your hand, he'll give you a tosi, charan tosi leaf, Thakurji Krishna's charan tosi, a tosi leaf from his foot. Or maybe he'll give you a piece of Vrindavan pera, or rasgulla, or laddu, kachori, samosa. Feeling hungry? Hungry for Krishna? Do you have Trishna for Krishna? Trishna, thirst, eagerness for Krishna. This is the bhakta. The devotee, the bhakt, Ram bhakt, Vishnu bhakt, Krishna bhakt, they are Ram Trishna, Vishnu Trishna, Krishna Trishna. They're thirsty for their beloved. Oh Ram, please give your darshan. Oh Ram, please appear to me. Oh Krishna, please give me your darshan. Please let me hear your bansuri. Bansuri gan suniye. Trishna, thirsty. So then, you receive that Mahaprasada. Mahaprasada means grace, mercy. You can also force the mercy. You can force the mercy and go to some table and buy Mahaprasad. But you might be noticing in many of the very ancient mandirs, Mahaprasadam is not for sale. And why that is, you can think deeply. So then when you experience that taste, then you'll leave this world with that rasam, that Krishna Adhara Amritam. Krishna Radha Krishna Adhara Amritam. Adhara means the lips of Krishna, the lips of Radha. And Amrit means nectar. Life-giving nectar, life-supporting nectar, life-increasing nectar. That nectar, that taste, that rasam, which enlivens one and enervates one and purifies one. That's prasad amrit, mahaprasad amrit. So this prasad that we receive, Thakurji's remnants, his mercy, his kripa, that is full of the nectar of his lips. Krishna ate this ladu. Radharani ate Krishna's remnants. Then the Pujari gives you that. Sakshat Amrit. From direct mercy, direct nectar from the lips of Radha and Krishna. This is Mahaprasad. It's a fortune. It's a privilege. It's durlabh. It's rare. Hundreds of people taking darshan. Pujari comes out and gives one ladu to one bhakta. That means Krishna's happy. He reciprocates. So this is experiencing the transcendence with the tongue. Taste, smell, eyes, smelling, seeing, tasting, hearing, one sense is left, the sparsha indriya, touch. So I said, when you come to visit Vrindavan, Brajadam, Trasikosh Vrindavan, you will have an amazing transcendental sense experience. So we covered four senses, now the sense of touch. You will go to Jamuna. You will go to Manasiganga. You will go to Radhakund and Shamakund. And you will touch the sacred waters there, the transcendental waters of the Yamuna, Yamunaji, and Manasiganga, and Radhakund, and Shamkund, and maybe Pavan Sarovar and Nandagaon. And when you touch that water, you'll say, this water is very soft. This water feels different. And this particular sacred kund, like Shamakund, is very cold, and Radhakund is very warm. Shamakund feels a little rough, but Radhakund feels very soft and smooth. And then you'll take Achvan. Om Keshavaya Nama, Om Madhavaya Nama, Om Govindaya Nama. And when that, the touch of that water, that sacred holy water of Yamuna, Radhakund, touches your hand, you have an amazing experience. When it enters your body, you have an amazing experience. What to speak of the breeze? You do Govardhan Prikma. There's a beautiful breeze coming off of Giriraj, the hawa, the wind from Giriraj. And it's full of songs, and it's full of pastimes, and it's full of flower fragrances. And the wind coming from Giri Govardhan is full of mercy. Govardhan, Giriraj Kripa. So in this way, our five senses will become totally inundated and saturated with the prasad of Radha and Krishna, the mercy. This is Vrindavan. So the Malika fool, when we come in the summertime, we experience our nose, our transcendental smell, it becomes so purified and so comforted. So this is the flower that's being described in 29.1. It's very fragrant. It only blossoms in May and June in the summer. But now we're talking about fall, May, June. Now there's July, August, September. 3 months have passed. And still, the Malika flowers are blossoming. Why? They are out of season. It's not their time to bloom. But it's their season. It's always the season. It's always the season. It's always the month. It's always the day. It's always the hour and minute and second for a devotee to render his service to his Ishtadev, his worshipable Lord. We can serve the Lord any time, any season, any day, and of course we should. So the Malikas are thinking, the Malika flowers are thinking, oh, Krishna is looking at the full moon. He's seeing the Sharad Purnima, the rising full moon, and he's feeling romantic. And we're Krishna's devotees. The flowers, the grass, the trees, the birds, the deer, the peacocks, the parrots, every animal, every blade of grass, every flower, every branch, every leaf, they're all servants. They're all bhaktas, shud bhaktas of Radha and Krishna. And the servant is always conscious. The servant is always conscious and aware of the needs of the master, the wants of the master. And the best servant is that servant who is aware of the heart of the master. So Krishna is the greatest master. He is Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabya Britya. There's one shloka. Ekale Ishvara Krishna. Parameshvara Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna is Ek Ishvara. Parameshvara. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabya Britya. Everyone else is a Britya. Adasi, Adas, servant of Krishna. The Malika flowers are thinking, oh, Krishna's seeing the Chandra rising, and we know his heart because we're expert servants. We are flower servants, full Krishna's full sevites. Not fool, but fool. His flower servants. And, oh, our master wants to feel romantic feelings. Our master wants to be attracted to the beautiful moon-like face of Chandramukhi Radha. When Krishna sees the rising moon, he thinks, oh, this rising moon is slightly reddish after Radharani dances in the Rasa dance. Her beautiful effulgent golden cheeks, which emit a moon-like glow, Radharani's cheeks and her face, her vadan, emit a moon-like, natural, soothing, comforting, attractive, loving and romantic moon-like glow. And when she dances with Krishna in the Rasa dance, that moon-like golden face becomes slightly reddish because of her anurag. Sneha, man, pranaya. Sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, madanakya, mahabhav, mahabhav, sarupini, radha. So when her anurag rises in her heart, Shrimati Radhika, then it comes on her face. See, Krishna? See the reddish tint in my face? Do you see how much my love is anurag? At every moment, my rag, my attachment, my love is increasing for you, moment by moment, as we're dancing more and more in the Rasa dance. When Krishna sees the Sharut Utpala Malika, on this Sharad Purnim, the onset, the very first verse of the Rasa Lila, he says, this is not the rising moon. This is not the reddish tint of the moon when it's rising at moonrise. This is my Radhika. This is my Priyaji. This is my Chandramukhi Radha. He remembers, he becomes absorbed in Radha Smaran. Pajami Radham Smaranam. Radham. It says, I become absorbed. Let me always remember Radha. So Krishna remembers Radha's face. And then the flowers, the Malika flowers, first comes the full moon and Radha's remembrance. And then the Malika flowers, as great servants and perfect loving devotees of Shyam, they think, oh, our master's in a mood for love. For example, say you were a king in a palace in the old days. Maybe you want to be one. And you had your royal, your court musicians, your private band, and they're always around. They're in your room. They have their own room nearby yours, and they play music for you when you sleep, and they play special music for you when you're awake, because they don't have computer alarm clocks. The kings don't have cell phones. They have music. They have shanai, and other beautiful enlivening, exciting sounds for the morning to wake up. Then the evening they have vamsi and murali and very gentle music to relax. So when the king's in a romantic mood, then the court musicians, they play romantic music because they're his servants. When the king wants to go out for war and attack another kingdom, then they start playing very chivalrous, heroic music. So knowing the heart of the king, they see how the king is looking at his queen and see how they're speaking. And they're simply there in the dining room, and the king and queen are exchanging in a public place just by glances and speaking. And the musicians are quiet. And then they see, oh, our king, the master, he's in a romantic mood. He's interested in having intimacy with his queen, with his rani. So then they start playing the appropriate raga, the appropriate prem raga or love, you can say love song, very loving mood ragas on the flute and other sarangi, other instruments. And the king feels, oh, they understood my mood. And he glances at them. Very nice. So they enhance the king's mood, which is awakening due to maybe the full moon or the beautiful new dress his queen is wearing, etc. That's the king of this world. And what about the Deva Deva Jagatpate? Krishna's Deva Deva Jagatpate. He's the Adi Dev, the creator of the whole universe. He also has feelings like us, only greater and transcendental. So when Krishna is in a mood for love, then the environment, all the Udipans, all the devotees and members of the environment of Vrindavan, the devotees, the bird devotees, and the deer devotees, and the parrot devotees, and the moon devotee, and the land devotee, and the Jamuna devotee, and the Gopi devotees, all the devotees, they think, oh, our master is in a romantic mood. It's nighttime. It's 8 o'clock at night, and the moon is rising, and we can feel his heart, and we know his needs, and we know his wants. He's in a romantic mood. So then the moon rises. You'll see here that says in one tika, the moon suddenly arose. Usually the moon rises very slowly. Oh, here it is, here it is. It says, the word is that the Purnima moon rose very fast. Why? Because Chandradev is the Lord and King and controller of the moon. Chandradev is he's a Sura. Sura means he's a devotee, Vishnu Bhakt. Oh, my master is in a romantic mood, and the moon didn't go like this. Whoop! It came very fast from the eastern horizon and immediately became red. Usually it comes maybe white and red. And at a certain moment, for a few moments, the moon, the Chandra is red. The face of Chandra is red. But now he knows what's on Krishna's mind. Have you ever used this expression in America? We're with one of our friends and we look at him, we say, we know what's on your mind. We know what you're thinking. We know what's on your mind. And unfortunately, it's usually not God. Many things are in our mind and on our mind and around our mind, but God may be Tora Dure, some distant. So the moon rises, on its own accord and very quickly, not its usual course, became beautiful. And Krishna saw and he thought Chandramukhi Radha. Then the flower said, okay, it's our turn. Have you ever been to a musical, to an orchestra, when they have an orchestra, there's a conductor, and you have kettle drums and violins and trumpets and cellos and all kinds of a Western orchestra, a formal orchestra, musical concert. There's a conductor. So now the violins, then five people playing the violins. Then he points to the kettle drums. Bum, 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 bum. We call dundubi, these big copper or brass drums. Bum, 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 bum. And everyone's experiencing the beautiful synergy and the harmony of the orchestra. The New York Philharmonic Orchestra. When we were in America, we used to go to New York from the country with our parents and brother and see this New York Philharmonic Orchestra. 120 members. So many violin and oh, it's beautiful. And true music, Western music experience. So they follow the conductor's indication. Otherwise, they're quiet. They're passive. They're passive, but potential. It's like all of us. All of us are conditioned souls. We're conditioned in this material world. We're suffering so much. We're very passive towards God, but we have the potential to be very active when we get the call, when the conductor points our way. When the conductor points our way, then we play our violin. When the conductor points our way, then we play the kettle drum. When the conductor points our way, then we play the cello or the harp, the stringed instruments, the strings. So we're all like passive, sleeping. And we have the potential to wake up, be active in the service of God. Krishna Das, Das Anadas, Ram Das Anadas, Vishnu Das Anadas. So the Malika flowers, they're being conducted by the heart of Krishna. The Utfala Malika, they're being conducted by the will of Krishna. Sharat Utfala Malika. So we're describing how the flowers are bhaktas, bhakta fool, bhakta mriga, bhakta hiran, or bhaktin, bhakta hiran, bhakta tota, bhakta hansa. They're all devotees of the Lord. They're his parishads. A rich man has many pets. He has a pet elephant, he has a pet minor bird, or he has a pet bird, a pet elephant, a pet deer. He maybe has his private deer park for his wife. His wife likes deer, if you know anything about kingly life. The king has a private park with spotted deer, male and female, for the entertainment and pleasure of his queen. And then he has so many things. So Krishna is less than that. I said he's the Adi Dev. He's the king of all kings. He has his favorite pets and he has names. Each of Krishna's pets have names. Radharani has pets. Radharani has one pet vatsa, a baby vatsa, a pet calf. This is Radharani's pet calf, baby cow. in the spiritual world or even in Barsana when she comes. And what is the name of that calf? The calf's name is Tungi. Tungi. So Radharani calls her Vatsa, her baby calf. Oh, hey, Tungi, Tungi. Take some roti, take some different things, some rasgullas. Because she makes those sweets. So the flowers are opening. Then Krishna's already feeling intoxicated by seeing Chandramukhi, the face of Radharani in the rising moon. Then the Malika flowers, Utfala, they blossom with their intoxicating romantic fragrance. Then Krishna smells, and then his mind, because sensual inputs, we see something, we smell something, we hear something, then it creates feelings, it creates bhavas, it creates some impressions in our heart and mind, and then there's a response. First the impulses and the sound and the sight and the smell, they enter our mind. Then our mind starts to consider and accept if they're beautiful things that we accept, or they reject if they're ugly things, distasteful things. So these are very acceptable, the beautiful moon, the beautiful flowers. Krishna accepts all these, and then he sees that his mind is turning towards his beloved. He's remembering. So this Malika has such a wonderful role to play in the rasa dance. The Malika fool, this blossoming jasmine or bela flower, initiates the rasa dance. The rasa dance is initiated by a flower. The dance of divine love is initiated, begun, or instigated, started by a beautiful flower, jasmine. Malika. And then the beautiful Chandramukhi, Purnima, the full moon night of Sharad season, he also initiates. One man initiates the rasa dance, Chandradev, and one lady initiates or begins the rasa dance. Her name is Malika Devi. Malika Devi. Malika is a flower. This flower, of course, is feminine. Feminine, female, she's a lady. So who starts the rasa dance? A flower and the moon. Chandradev, a male and a female. Who is the hero of the rasa dance? The supreme male. Krishna Chandra. Krishna Chandra, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He is the Nayak, or the hero of the rasa dance, the lover. And who is the beloved? She's a Devi, and she's flower-like, and she's fragrant, and she intoxicates Krishna by her fragrance. And she enchants Krishna by her beauty and love. That is Malika Radha. That is Radha. She is the Malika flower and Krishna is the moon. Krishna is the flower and Radharani is the scent of the flower. Krishna is ice and Radharani is the coolness of the ice. Krishna is fire and Radharani is the heat and the fire. The analogy is given like this. So now, what more about this Malika flower? Will we spend 1 month describing the transcendental Malika flower of Vrindavan? It's possible. But my understanding and perception is limited to what I've collected from my spiritual teachers, Shiksha Gurus, Diksha Guru, and the Mahajans. So I'm sharing their insights and their hearts and their minds with everyone. I'm simply a male man, distributing the mail from these great saints and rasik janas. There's more. The Malika flower begins the rasa dance because when Krishna smells the flowers, it specifically affects his mind. What we see affects our mind. What we hear affects our mind. Yes? A friend comes and says, Chan Hare Krishna. I'm doing online editing here. What we see, our sense impressions obviously affect our mind. If we hear some bad news, do we feel good? Like say someone comes and gives bad news. I'm sorry to inform you, but something very bad has happened. One of your dear ones he's in the hospital suffering and he finally died of cancer. So that's bad news. And yet when you hear that sound, those words, your mind will become sad and you'll feel depressed. Yes? A natural human response. So sense experiences move the mind. Manasa chakra, manas, man, chakra, wheel moves. So now these sense impressions of the beautiful Chandramukhi Radha Purnima Sharad season and the beautiful intoxicating romantic fragrance of the Malika Phool, these jasmine Mogra flowers, Krishna smelled those flowers, he's seen, with his eyes he's seen something, with his nose he's smelt something. And he felt in his heart, Madhurya Bhav, Madhurya Rati. For whom? For the object of his love, for the object of his life, his Priyaji. He remembered Radha. Then his mind turned towards Rantam. Rantam Manasya Chakra. Rantam means conjugal pleasure, intimacies, amorous affairs with the beloved wife or beloved. So this, who started, oftentimes we ask the question, who started it all? How did you get married to this lady? Oh, it all started one night on Sharad Purnima. I was walking along the beach in Mumbai. And there was one girl sitting there looking at the waves. And she seemed lonely. Somehow or other, I sat down and said, hi. The whole marriage, we've been married for 39 years. It all started when I said, hi. I don't know whether that was a good day or bad day, but everything has a start and everything has a finish. It has to. What is it? Oh, so-and-so's factory burned down or whatever. Oh, how it started. Whatever. Everything has a cause and effect. If there's effect, there's cause. What is the effect? A loving dance of pure devotees in God, the gopis in Krishna. What is the cause? Love. How does love get stimulated or excited? By the moon, by the wind, by the fragrance, by the flowers, by the music, by the dress, by the look, by the speech, by everything. It's a rasa dance. It's an expose. It's an expose on divine love. Arranged as a beautiful Sanskrit drama, Sanskrit natyam. Act 1, Act 2, Act 3, Act 4, or 5. Scene 1, Scene 2. Dialogue, monologue. Meeting, separation. Joy, sadness, crying, laughing, dancing, crying. This is love. All the features of love. Only transcendental and all attractive and all purifying. We may have love affairs with our beloved, but do they have the power to purify the world? Do they have the power to sanctify the world? But the Divya Leela, transcendental pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, they have the Shakti, Sarva Shakti Mayi Radha, Shaktiman Sri Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna is Shaktiman. And Radharani is Sarva Shakti Mayi. She's carrying all Krishna's potencies. One man shoots the arrows, someone else carries them. Who's more important? The one who's carrying the arrows, carrying the bana, the one who's carrying the arrows is more important, or the bowman? They're both equally important. Without arrows, there's no bowman. Without bowmen, there's no protection. So the bowman in the analogy is Krishna, and his power, his shakti, is Radha. Sarva Shakti Mayi Radha. So if Radha doesn't give the arrows, Krishna can't shoot. So what are the arrows that Radharani gives? The arrows of her eyebrows. These are the bana, the brubana. Brubana, bru means eyebrow, bru. Brubana, Sanskrit. Means the arrows of her eyes. Radha Prema Kataksha. Radha Krishna Prema Kataksha. She glances at Krishna and she shoots the arrow with this. The bow is the curve in her lips. The very auspicious lips. They go like, the middle part looks like the handle where you hold the hand. The bow goes like this where you hold the handle, then it goes like this and goes like that. And you hold the handle and pull the string. Everyone's seen the Mahabharata on the TV. The danor goes like this. Goes like this and like that. So the proper lips will have that middle part. So Radharani's lips are the bow. And her eyes and her her eyebrows and her eyes are the arrows. So she pulls the bow and then shoots the eyes and eyebrows. So that's Krishna. Radharani's arrows hit the target, the bowman, and he surrenders. This is love. Beloved surrendering to the lover and lover surrendering to the beloved. And the pure divine expression of transcendental love. Divya Prem. Divya Prem. Krishna Prem. So the Malika flowers, they initiate the rasa dance. Because generally the Nayaka, the hero, makes the first gesture of love. Krishna is excited. And equally excited in a few moments later upon seeing the same moon and smelling the same flowers, Malika flowers, Radhika and all the gopis. So the Malika flower begins the rasa dance, and then the Malika flower stays there all the way till the next day. Malika fool is an active member of the rasa lila from the initiate. She's the instigator. This little Devi, this little girl called Malika, Malika fool, she instigates and starts the rasa dance, and then she stays with Krishna and Radha throughout the rasa dance. How? In what form? When the gopis and Barsana are decorating Radhika to go for Abhisar, a journey of love, to meet Sri Krishna and the rasasthali at Vamshivat, they do Shringhar. They dress Radharani beautifully. When it's Purnima night, what color dress do they wear? Radharani wears a beautiful white lehenga, this dress, and everything is white. Why? White seems rather boring, or the color of a widow. I think a widow without a husband wears white. But Radharani, how she wears white? Because it's camouflage. It's disguise. Because she's running out through the full moonlight on Purnima to meet Krishna and Shyam under the Vamshivat tree, banyan tree on the banks of the Yamuna. If she wears some bright color, under the full moonlight she'll be detected. Her superiors or some relative may see her. Oh, where are you going? In the middle of the night? Madhyarat? So the gopis dressed up in white, our Gaudiya Rasik Janas explained, a beautiful white dress with so much silver and diamonds, and then they put white chandan on her face, little coloring. So she, because she's so golden and so effulgent, she runs off in her Nilambara. Generally we sing songs about Radha and Krishna, we say Nilambara Pitambara. Nilambari Radha, Pitambara Sham. Radharani wears a blue dress because it's Krishna's color. She wants to be always remembering Krishna. Krishna wears a yellow color, the Pitambara. He wants to always be surrounded by and remember Radha. But on special nights, they change their dress. And these secrets are revealed by our Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas. General mass of people, and they're correct, that every night Radharani wears Nilambara sari or lehenga chunari, and every night Krishna wears pila or pita. But on Purnima and Amavasya, changes for camouflage purposes. So now when they're decorating Radharani, they decorate her, what kind of flowers? Can you guess? Malika flowers. They give her bracelets made of Malika flowers. She can wear 100, 200 gram gold bracelets if she wants. If Radharani wants to wear 100 golden bracelets on her wrist, each weighing 200 grams, she can. Because her father is a king, King Vrishabhanu Maharaj. But they don't create romantic feelings. Generally, gold bangles on your wrist create envious feelings. And they do a manasa chakra. Chor manasa chakra. They disturb the minds of the thieves and they want to steal your bangles. So Radharani is in a mood for love loving service. She wants to serve Krishna's mood of love and give him happiness and give Krishna pleasure and satisfaction. So she wants to enhance and increase his mood and of love by decorating her entire body with Malika phool, which are very intoxicating and romantic effect of that fragrance. So she leaves all her gold bangles at home and all these so many things at home. She wears Malika bracelets on both hands, and then she and her choli, what we say, kanchuli or choli, this covering on the top, it's not made of the usual silk or some costly, valuable material. The sakis are very expert in shringar. So they weave garlands made of malika. Not garlands, but they make a choli, a flower choli. Malika pushpa choli. Incredible. Amazing skill and talent. I said the gopis have 64 kala. All the talents of art, design, music, dance, magic, juggling, stars, planets, hora, everything they know. Cooking. And most of all, they know the art of loving God. The main art, there are 64 arts, but the main art that the gopis know, they are artists in love. Love artists. That is their kala, prem kala. Prem kala. They are expert in the art of loving God. Krishna prem seva. Krishna prem seva, the gopis. They make this beautiful, it's all netting like this. And then it's exactly Radharani's size, and they put it on. Very beautiful, very fragrant. And of course, it has that effect of the malika, that romantic fragrance. Bracelets, kanchuli, then in her hair, she has flowers. Then Krishna is also decorated for the rasa dance, and he is also wearing so many malika mala. Not only malika phool, but many phool together. Many flowers make a mala. He's wearing them. So when Radha and Krishna meet in the rasa dance, they're bringing together all these romantic fragrances, all these romantic feelings, all these romantic gestures. Because the whole rasa lila, from verse 1 to the final verse, 170 verses later, is all about spiritual love, sacred love, divine love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and His eternal divine consort, Ladini Shakti Sarupini, Mahabhav Sarupini Radha. So this is the role that the Malika flower plays. And when they're sometimes after rasa dancing, when Radha and Krishna, all the gopis are dancing in euphoria, dancing with abandon, and great joy and ecstasy, singing and dancing, their hair becomes loose, and flowers, garlands, malika mala, they break, and on the wrist they break. So they take bath, and then they're all redecorated. Then Krishna himself, Krishna wants to take the pleasure. Bhagavan Sri Krishna wants to have the satisfaction, the pleasure and happiness of serving his devotee Radhika. His Radhika, Aradnam. Aradnam Sarvesham. She is complete in all aspects of worship of Krishna. Krishna bhajan, Krishna shringar, Krishna worship, Krishna cooking, Krishna serving in every way. And Krishna, he goes out and he takes some gopis, give him a basket of Utfula Malika. And Krishna starts stringing those flowers into a mala. Oh, and he makes one mala, and he's thinking, this mala is for Radhika. Then he strings another mala, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. This mala, Malika mala, this is for Lalita and all the Ashtasakis. Then he goes to them and says, oh Priyaji, I made this for you. And Radharani is so happy. And then she goes like this. Radharani, with her hand, she goes like this. Then her sakis come with different garlands. Kadamba mala, and Malika mala, and Juhi mala. So many gulab mala, so many beautiful garlands. And especially Vaijayanti mala. The Juhi, the Mogra, the gulab, kadamba, they're from the trees. Some are coming from Radharani's bagicha. In Barsana, there's Radha bagicha. In Radha Bhagicha, the Sakis grow all these flowers for Radharani's service to her Thakurji. Who is Radharani's deity, her Thakurji? Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Sakshat. He's the original Murti, God himself. So she has a whole garden where she's growing all these gulab. But then when they get to the forest, into the van, Vrindavan, then it's called Vaijayanti Mala. Vaijayanti. There's five flowers, which only you get in the forest. Very wild flower. Kadamba and many other flowers are there. The Palasha flower and the Arjuna flower, many flowers. So they offer these different garlands. There are many trays. So Radharani says, Shyam, this is for you. I made this Malika. I strung this Malika garland, mala myself. And she puts it on. Then she takes Kadamba mala. She puts it on from her sakis. And she takes Jui. Then she finally, the last garland, the last mala is Vaijayanti mala. Vaijayanti mala, which is so famous. Krishna wears the Vaijayanti, but also Malika and others. So this is the, so that's during, before the Rasa dance, it starts with Malika Utfola. And during the Rasa dance, they're wearing and enhances the intoxicating fragrance from Krishna's Malika and Radha's Malika. They enhance and nourish the taste and the feeling of romance and amor. And then after the Rasa dance, then they decorate each other and the sakis decorate Shyam with so many more Malika flowers. So from beginning, middle to the very end, they're wearing these beautiful Utfala Malika flowers. So this is some understanding of the intense role that the Malika flower plays in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in verse 1 of the Rasa Lila. Now, we'll begin to discuss the third line of the verse. Shibarayinir uvacha Bhagavan apita ratri Sharat utfala malika Viksha rantam manashchakre Viksha rantam manashchakre Viksha, to see, rantam, to enjoy love, mana, mind, chakra, means his mind is moving, his mind is considering, moving, thinking, except vichar, man vichar, acceptance, accepting something or considering something, meditating on something. This is chakra. As we all know, the mind is always moving. Because only if you're a muni, only if you're a yogi, do you have what is called sthita di muni. The indriya are fully controlled. All the senses are controlled. All the manovritti, all the vibrations and the movements of the mind are controlled. All the desires controlled. He's known as sthita di muni. His mind is fixed on Brahman, or his mind is fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna, or Ram. Then he can be sthita di. Then the mind no longer turns like a chakra. The mind shoots straight like an arrow, like Arjuna's arrow. When Arjuna shot the arrow to win the hand of his beautiful wife Draupadi, he saw nothing but the eye of the fish. His mind didn't turn or wander or spin anywhere to any other subject. The eye. Doom. And then from the eye of the fish came the hand of Draupadi. He hit the eye. He won the Swayamvara challenge, defeated Duryodhan and all the greatest heroes of India. Because his mind was sthita di. Arjuna's mind was sthita di. Fixed on the objective. Param gati. Fixed. So, Krishna's mind is not sthita di. Krishna's mind is chanchal. Chanchal man. He's very chanchal. You saw Gopal Leela? Bala Gopal in Gopal. Very chanchal boy. Chatur. Here, there, everywhere. Breaking this, breaking that. Stealing this, stealing that. No one can predict what he's going to do next. He's unpredictable, but lovable. Unpredictable, but irresistible. Unpredictable, but unforgettable. This is Krishna, Gopal. But love moves everyone's mind. Love moves everyone's mind. So if one falls in love or one is in love, then his mind is moving. How to love? If he's falling in love, his mind is moving, thinking, how to attain my beloved? Where to attain my beloved? When to attain my beloved? He already knows why, so he doesn't ask why. Because I'm in love. Then, once one has fallen in love and married and has a relationship of amor and love, husband and wife, then his mind is also moving. How to serve my pati? How to serve my patni? How to serve my husband? How to serve my wife? Let me count the ways. Let me think, I can do this for my wife and that for my wife. I can do this for my husband and that for my husband. Manasachakra. Seva Manasachakra. For the bhakta. The bhakt. You say bhakt. For the bhakt. For the husband. For the wife. For the lover. For the beloved. The mind is Seva Manasachakra. Seva Manasachakra. The mind is always moving and thinking how to serve, how to serve, how to serve. How to please, how to please, how to please. This is love. Love means serve my beloved and serve my lover. Everything for you. That's everything for you means everything to me. This is the heart and mind of a devotee. Everything for Krishna means everything for me. But generally most relationships are business. I'll scratch your back if you scratch your back, my back. If you scratch my back. If you give me something, I'll give you something. If you make me happy, I'll make you happy. This is the mind, the material mind, the material heart. But the actual loving heart revolves, the mind, the manasachakra. The manasachakra of a true lover, even of this material world, the manasachakra, the wheel of the mind, is turning around this point. How to serve my beloved. How to please my beloved. From this moment to that moment, day to day, moment, year after year. This is love. In the truest definition. If there's lust, if there's exploitation, if there's selfishness, it really is not love, it's business. It's selfish business. Sanskrit of selfish, selfishly based sense gratification. You scratch my back, I'm happy. Then if I scratch your back, you're happy. But for the bhakt, Krishna bhakt, Ram bhakt, he thinks, I want to please you, I want to satisfy you, make you happy, and your happiness, your pleasure, your satisfaction is my happiness. I don't know any other happiness but the happiness of my beloved. Can we find such love in this world? Have we found? Have we seen? Maybe you have. And that's your good fortune to have such a loving husband and wife. How many can say that? But with Krishna, with Bhagavan, everyone can say that. Thousands of men, women in every country can say, yes, my happiness is Ram's happiness. My pleasure is Ram's happiness. My life is his service. This is the heart of the devotee. So the gopis, Krishna's mind is turning. Is it turning towards sense gratification? No. He's thinking, what is Krishna thinking? Rantam manasachakre. Rantam means rati. Rati means amorous affairs. Man, woman, loving dealings. Conjugal affairs. He's thinking, oh, it's such a nice night and these are really beautiful girls. They're only teenage girls, and I can really enjoy tonight. I will really have a good time tonight. This is really a party night. I'm going to party hardy. It's an American term, H-A-R-D-Y, party hardy. Anyway, I'll enjoy big time tonight. The full moon, I'm feeling so romantic, and I look quite handsome also. I'm sure the girls will all be attracted to me. My beautiful darkish complexion, my lotus eyes, my naturally deep reddish lips without lipstick. My bimba fruit, like pomegranate. Krishna's lips are naturally deep, dark, red, beautiful, attractive. Dark blue and dark red, very regal and mischievous and enchanting colors. And huge lotus eyes, glistening and shining with love, shining with service, shining with compassion, shining with care. The eyes of Krishna. So I'm sure I can find a few girls tonight. If I go out on the town, I'm so handsome, so dashing, so daring, so clever, so funny, so talented, so wealthy, so famous, so beautiful. Won't I have some chance? Krishna's not thinking that rantam manasa chakre. He's not thinking of his profit, his sense gratification, his enjoyment with a group of girls, or even let's say one girl is good enough. He's thinking, I promise these gopis, all these kanyakumaris, I promised them 1 year ago that I would make them happy. I promised them that I would fulfill their desire. I don't want to let down my devotees. I never let down my devotees. I always reciprocate in kind with my devotees. So my mind is turning. Manasa chakra is not turning towards my profit. It's not turning towards my amorous affairs and amorous pleasures. It's turning towards the happiness of my devotees, my bhakts, my devotees, bhaktas, the gopis, the kanyakumaris, and my nityaparishads. I know they love to dance. I know they love to sing. They love to dance with me, and they love to sing with me. And they love nature, and they love the full moon. They love Yamuna. They love the Vaan. And they love the peacocks. I want to bring all these things together. The peacocks and the full moon and the gentle breeze and the blossoming flowers with intoxicating fragrances. And I want to bring them. And I want to go there to reciprocate with their love, to give myself to them, to please them, to satisfy them. This is Bhagavan. Bhaktavatsalya Bhagavan. Affection. He's affectionate. We think, oh, Bhaktavatsalya means he's an affectionate. He lifts me when I fall. He helps me pass my exams. He feeds me when I'm hungry. That's also compassion or affection. But the ultimate meaning of affection, Bhaktavatsala, means he gives his fullest heart and fullest attention and his complete body to those devotees who give their full attention and complete heart and full bodies to him. If we give everything to God, he'll give everything to us. He'll give his body, his mind, his heart, his love, his money, everything. But are we ready to give all of that of ours to God? We're ready to give all our money to God? All our body to God, all our wealth to God, our beauty, our talent, our fame, everything for God's happiness and pleasure? We have to ask ourselves. Yayatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham mamavartmanavartante manusha pratasarvashaha. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verse 9. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna is telling Arjuna and all of us, as you surrender unto me, I love you in return. You want to remember me one day a year on Janmashtami, fine. You come to my mandir one day a year and remember me, then guess what? I remember you one day a year. God will remember you one day a year. What day? Janmashtami. Now, if you remember God on Janmashtami and Radhashtami, that's a very good idea. I highly recommend it. Now, God, you remember God and his divine consort, Ladini Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, Sarup Shakti, Radha, then for 2 days, Krishna and Radha, listen, I'm very devoted. I dedicate 2 days a year to God. I'm from America, and we were raised as a Christian. So 6 days of the week, we party. 6 days we party, we completely forget God. Then on Sunday, go to the church. Oh God, please help me. Help me get through these 6 days. I'll be back in 6 days. So my parents, we were religious. Every Sunday, my parents took me to the church against my will. Because we're young, we wanted to play. So this is, Sunday, we used to have a phrase, he's a Sunday God man or something like that, I forget. He goes on Sunday. So Krishna's Manasa Chakra, Rantam, he's thinking of love sports. He's thinking of divine love offering his love to the gopis, keeping his promise to be their husbands. Patim me kurute namaha. Patim me kurute namaha. The gopis in chapter 22 of Dasama Skanda, they're praying to Katyayini, Yogamaya. Please make Krishna our husband. So Krishna says, this is the night. I promise. I said in the future nights. It was about 1 year, a little more than 1 year went by. No, excuse me, less than 1 year. Because these Kanyakumaris did puja in Margashirsh, Margashirsh month, Margashirsh. It says in Gita, Margashirsho aham. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there's 12 months in a year, but 1 month is my month. Which month? Margashirsh. What month is that? November, December. November, December. And that's when the Kanyakumaris, they worship Yogamaya Katyayini at Ramghat, up the Yamuna. Chirghat, half hour from this Vrindavan. And they were worshipping Krishna and Purushottam in Krishna's month. And Krishna fulfilled her desire. Yes, I appear. And you want me as your husband? Bhavatu. I will be. 1 year from now. Oftentimes we get engaged in this world. Man and woman get engaged. Do they get married the next day? No, they wait 1 year. How long they wait? 1 year, 2 years? Depends. He's in college, he has 3 more years to go. You have to wait somehow or other for 3 years until he graduates and makes some money, stands on his feet. So Krishna is a very kind person. Krishna appeared to them on Purnima, Mrigashirsha Purnima. And he stole the clothes of the gopis and he promised, in the future nights I will accept you as my wives, I will be your husband, and we'll dance in romantic joy in the Rasa dance. So now that was November and this is August, September. Wasn't even 1 year. Very nice, very quick. God never makes anyone wait. No waiting for God. God is ever ready to serve his devotees and ever ready to accept their love when we are ready to surrender. Yayatamam prapadyante. Prapadyante, surrender. It's easy. Or is it? Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. In India we say Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. Cable. Only by a stroke of good fortune. Only by a stroke of good fortune will I get a chance to serve God. And that's the mercy of Guru. Guru Kripa. Bina Guru Kripa, Krishna Sangha Nehi. Bina Guru Kripa, Krishna Seva Nehi. Impossible. One can never get the association of God or His service without the mercy of Guru, spiritual teacher. The sage, the rishi, the spiritual teacher. They show the way. They give their mercy. Then a life of joy begins. Then a life of divine sadhana, upasana begins. Connected to God in love, service, remembrance, worship, puja. Amanasya Chakra. One last point that we neglected to mention about Mallika. I like too much Mallika flowers. I'm growing them in my bagicha and offering them every day to my Thakur. Only a few now, but something. Another thing which maybe we mentioned a day or so ago, but to remind everyone, the Vishnu Chakravartipad, he says that this is Adbhut. This is Adbhut Tattva. That a flower, flowers are God's expansions, everything in this world. So everything that's created by God works according to time. The sun rises, the sun sets. The moon rises, moon sets. The flowers blossom at this time, and they don't blossom at that time. The mangoes are ripe in July. They're not ripe in January. The apples are ripe in September. They're not ripe in January. Flowers have a season. Fruits have a season. Animals have a season. Humans have a season. When they're ripe, when they're fertile, as everyone well knows, the fertility period of animals, of human beings, of trees, it's all the system and order arranged by the supreme intelligence of God, Sarvagya. Sarvagya Bhagavan Sri Krishna. All-knowing, Sarvagya. So the Mallika blossom only in May and June. Everyone in India knows that. Now it's September. And the Mallika, he said, this is astonishing. He establishes 2 points here. One point, he says, this is amazing, astonishing. You'll never find anywhere on the planet never find anywhere on the planet Earth or any time where something of nature happens out of season, unless it's artificially induced by some chemicals or genetic modification or some man intervention. By God's arrangement, by God's creation, by God's will, everything happens in its time. We don't get pregnant when we're 2 years old. There's a certain time, a season for pregnancy. Then it lasts for a certain period of years, then pregnancy is impossible. And during each month, it's a certain time when fertility is the highest, with cows, with dogs, with plants, everywhere. God's arrangement. So he said, this is astonishing. What does this do? This establishes the supremacy of Brajadam. The supreme position of Brajabhumi, Chintamani Bhumi, Brajabhumi, Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sri Vrindavan Dham, or Sri Dham, Vrindavan. Flowers blossom out of seasons. Go anywhere in the world and show this. You can't. You'll never be able to. This is the effect of Yoga Maya. This is the will of Krishna, His Antaranga Shakti, His will. So this fact, this one fact, one unique, astonishing, amazing event, this is an amazing event, that the Malika flower is blossoming out of season, proves and establishes the special and supreme charm of Vrindavan. It's the supreme position of Vrindavan. That everything in Vrindavan moves by the will of Krishna to nourish His love, to enhance His love, and to nourish and enhance the loving exchanges between Sri Krishna and His beloved devotees. Yashoda, Nanda, Sridham, Subal, and all the gopis, Radhika, Lalita. So this is one fact about the Malika we missed. So this, when Krishna saw all these amazing features and all this charm of Vrindavan, now see what it means. Vrindavan itself, the moon in Vrindavan, Purnima, and the flowers in Vrindavan, the romantic, intoxicating fragrance of the Malika, they are so powerful. These living entities or these factors, these Udipan, are so powerful in Vrindavan that they can control God. Imagine seeing a moon, full moon, and smelling a flower and becoming completely romantic. How special are these flowers? How special is this Vrindavan Chandra? This Vrindavan Chandra, this moon in Vrindavan. Vrindavan Chandra is the name for Krishna. Vrindavan Chandra is the name for the moon in Vrindavan. You have Delhi Chandra and Mumbai Chandra. We have Vrindavan Chandra. Vrindavan Chandra and Vrindavan Chandra see Krishna. Seeing that full moon, what full moon? It's a full moon of Radharani's face, Chandramukhi, tinted red from Anurag. The coloring of red is not from rouge. It's not from makeup or powder. It's from Anurag. The red color of Radharani's face doesn't come from the outside. Application of some red powder on her golden complexion. The rich red color comes from the Anurag of Radha's pure Mahabhav saturated heart. It rises from her heart and has to go somewhere. Smoke rises and evaporates in the atmosphere, mixes with the atmosphere. So this Anurag rises from Radharani's heart and has to go somewhere. And the best way to express what's in your heart is what? Through your face. We express what's in our heart through our face. So Radharani is expressing, oh Sham, I have so much Sham Anurag. I have so much moment by moment Anurag. Moment by moment my attachment, my love, my desire to serve you and pleasing is increasing every moment I think of you, every moment I remember you, and every moment as I hear your flute. And it has to go somewhere. It's gone all over my body. Now it's come to my face. And you see? You see how much I love you? You see in my eyes? You see in my face? You see in my cheeks, my smile, and the movement of my head? So this is Anurag. So when Krishna sees, it's called Vrindavan Chandra. It's called Chandramukhi Radha. So the moon creates love in the heart of God in Vrindavan. And a blossoming flower creates love of God in the heart of God. The blossoming flower in Vrindavan creates love in the heart of Krishna or God in Vrindavan. This is the charm and the power of Vrindavan Dham. Chinmoy Dham. This is Chit Shakti. This is Krishna's expansion of his Chinmoy Shakti. His spiritual energy is expanded into the Braja Raj, into the Braja Lata, and Briksha, and Mriga, and Pashu, and Pakshi, birds, deer, animals, moon, stars. It's all Krishna's Chinmoy Shakti here in Vrindavan, and only here. Nowhere else in the universe will you find this, in this material universe. You have to go to Golok Dham to find the same thing. The environment, Parameshwara, Satchidananda Parameshwara, the cause of all causes, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, becomes controlled by moonshine and a flower. This is adbhut, amazing, chamatkar, wonderful. This is Vrindavan. This verse not only introduces the hero, the nayak of the drama, the love story, divine love story, Bhagavan. Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. Not a coward boy of a village in UP. Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. He's not a Vrindavan Gwal or a UP Gwal, Gwala. Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna's too, Bhagavan Swayam. That Bhagavan, he's going to dance in this rasa drama, in this celebration of love. And there'll be a full moon there, which is very nice. And it's midnight, very nice. Romantic time, romantic setting, romantic props, the props on a stage. Different trees painted on some cardboard, and there's some birds hanging here and there. The props on a prop, they call props in a stage production. And Act 1, Scene 1. And where will it be? It's in Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? Vrindavan is Krishna's heart. Vrindavan is Krishna's heart expanded in varieties of colors and forms. Vrindavan Dham is simply Krishna's heart expanded into varieties of colors. Krishna's heart is expanded into the Braja Raj. Vrindavan may Kan Kan Bole. Shri Radha Radha. It's a beautiful song. It's good to dance to. It's nice to remember. But it's full of Tattva Siddhanta. Tattva Siddhanta. It's not just a nice song. It's a beautiful song. The most beautiful song. It's the best of songs because it's all about Vrindavan Dham. It's all about Banki Bihari and Radha Krishna and Radha Govinda. It's all about Trasi Kosh Vrindavan. Manasik Prikama. Say, Suniye, join me. Come, Manasik Prikama Kesat with Panditji. Go with Panditji around Vrindavan in your mind. Manasa Chakra. Your Manasa Chakra should go around in this Manasik Prikama. As Krishna's mind is always turning around in Vrindavan. Krishna's mind is always turning. Rantam, Manasa Chakra. Our minds should always, Vrindavan may Manasa Chakra. Our mind should always turn around in Vrindavan. Because if you come to Vrindavan, Vrindavan will turn your mind around. Having lived here for 25 years, coming from America to Vrindavan, to a village, all my surroundings are interesting, to say the least. And the people are amazing, to say the least. And the relationships are unforgettable, to say the least. But it's so wonderful and sweet and charming, I can never leave. I never want to leave. Let me live here. Let me die here. Let me take rebirth here. Let me serve eternally in Braja Dham. This is my sankalp, my icha, ekicha. Braja Dham is Krishna's Dham. Prem Dham Vrindavan. Radha Dham Vrindavan. They have guest houses. They have a guest house. This Dham, that Dham. But there's only one Dham. Shri Dham Vrindavan. Shri Radha. Hamaro dana radha, shri radha, shri radha. Jivana dana radha, 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 radha. Hamaro dana radha, shri radha, shri radha. Prema dana radha, shri radha, shri radha. Or kuchne. Only cable radha. Shri Dham Vrindavan. There are many Dhams. Haridwar Dham. Badrinath Dham. Kedarnath Dham. Dwarka Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham. They're beautiful, sanctified, pure places. The abode of God, temples, mandirs, sacred Ganga, Jamuna. Pavitram Snan, Pavitram Darshan. Mangalastitis, Mukti Dwaras. There's seven cities in India, you get Mukti. If you die in these seven cities, you get Mukti. Mathura, you get Mukti. Ayodhya, you get Mukti. Benares, you get Mukti. Dwarka, you get Mukti. Seven different cities. And in that list from Padma Pran, you won't find Mumbai, New Delhi, would you believe, Chennai? No, Pune for sure. No, even Pune you don't get Mukti. Kashi, Ayodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, Haridwar, like Raman, I forget, like this, there's seven cities. Kanchi, I think Kanchi and Kanchipur, Vishnu, Kanchi in South India. There's seven cities listed in Padma Puran. Muktipura. Muktipura means city or place of liberation. So they're dhams, Muktistan, holy places, sacred places where one gets beyond. He leaves the world and goes to the spiritual sky. Mukti, liberation. But in all of Bharat Varsh, in all of India, Mother India, our India, what is it, Bharat Mata. In all of Bharat Mata, Sab Bharat Mata, Sab Bharat Mata, Sab Bharat Mata me, Eki, Ek, Kabel Ek, Shridam. Shridam is only one. Shridam, Brindavan. Why? What does Shri mean? Does it mean Lakshmi Dham? Lakshmi Narayan Dham? No. Shri means Vrishubhanu Nandini. Vrishubhanu Nandini Radha. Shri Radha. Shri Radha. Shri Radha. Hamaro Dana. Shri Radha. Shri Radha. Shri Radha. She's Shri. She's opulent. What is Radharani's opulence? Shri Radha. Radha means her opulence is puja. Shri means opulence. Shri means wealth. Shri means power, money, beauty. But Shri Radha, Radha means bhajan, bhaj, worship, araranam. So the highest opulence, the highest wealth, the greatest wealth that Radharani has, her Shri is Krishna Prem Seva. That makes her beautiful. It makes her famous. And she's the greatest worshiper, araranam, Radhika, Radha, Shri Radha. This holy dham of Braj Dham, Tarasi Kosh, is named Shri Dham Vrindavan. This is the dham of Radharani. This is a Vrindavan of Radharani. So that's back to our point when I started by saying Vrindavan is an expansion of Krishna's heart because Krishna's heart is Radharani. So that's why Vrindavan may kan kan bole Shri Radha Radha. Krishna's heart has become the kan kan, the Brajaraj, the Reti. Raman Reti, Reti, Raj, the dust of Vrindavan. It's Krishna's heart. So what is Krishna's heart chanting? What is Krishna chanting in his heart? Hamaro Dana Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha, Jivana Dana Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha, Prema Dana Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha, Pyari, Pyari Ju, Shri Radha, Shri Radha, Shri Radha. Hamara Amara. Hamara Radha, Amara Radha. Radha is everything. There's one name for Radha. Her name is Govinda Sarvasva. Govinda Sarvasva. Radharani is made, her everything is Govinda. So do you think Krishna doesn't have a similar name? Krishna's other name is Radha Sarvasva. I'm Govinda. I'm Gopinath. I'm Shyam Sundar. I'm Banki Bihari. I have so many beautiful names, Anantanam. But my most cherished name is Radha Sarvasva. My everything is Radha. This is, Vrindavan is Radha. So therefore, the ground is chanting, the earth is chanting Radha. Vrindavan may latapatibi bole Shri Radha Radha. Vrindavan may latapatibi bole. In Vrindavan, there are is rate and there are trees. And the trees, there are creepers, lata, madhavi lata, malati lata. And every leaf of every creeper is chanting Shri Radha. Because those leaves and creepers are Krishna. They're Krishna's expansion of his heart to serve Radha with beautiful flowers for her hair. And that tamal tree is a beautiful, the tamal briksh. It's an expansion of Krishna's heart. It's crooked like him. Not very tall. It's a very humble tree because prema makes you humble. So tamal is kind of tree bungy. He's like this and like that, goes here and there, but he keeps very low to the ground. And his trunk of the tamal tree is beautiful, sham, glossy sham color. So Krishna expanded the tamal tree from his heart to serve Radha's Dham. Krishna expanded the tamal tree from his heart to serve Sridham Vrindavan, to serve Vrindavaneshri. Vrindavaneshri means my Radha is the queen of Vrindavan, my Radha is the queen of my heart. My Radha is the supreme Adishtatri Devi. She is the origin of all devis. She is the origin of all shaktis. She is the origin of all love. She is the origin of all my happiness. She is the origin of all my bliss. She is Ladini Shakti. Swayam. Sri Radha. I know she loves to remember me. I know she wants to see me everywhere. So my heart will become a tamal tree. When Radharani is in Viraha Bhav, feeling separation from Krishna, Krishna Kahan, Krishna. Then she'll see in the forest, when she runs to the forest, searching for Krishna, Krishna, where are you? I miss you. I need to serve you. I need to love you. I want to offer myself and everything to you. I can't find you. Where are you? Why are you so delayed in coming? What is keeping you back? What's happening? And then she sees a tamal tree. Ha! This is called Prem Vivart. Prem Vivart. Vivart. Transformation. Bewilderment. Sham! Because there's one peacock, one more sitting in the tree, sleeping, and his tail is hanging down. The beautiful male peacock's tail, with all that peacock feathers, beautiful eyes and iridescent blue and greens, hanging down. And just a few feathers are here, coming between the leaves. Ha! Sham's Morapakri, Moramukut. This is Sham's Moramukut, and Sham's Tribanga Sham Sundar. And he's so glossy and black under the moonlight. Sham! And she runs, she embraces that tree. That tamal tree is Krishna. Tamal Krishna. That tamal tree is Krishna's heart. These are the trees in Vrindavan. So that's why the leaves on that tree are chanting, Vrindavan me, latapati bi bole, Shri Radha Radha. Nidiban me bandur bole, Shri Radha Radha. Those are Krishna's monkeys. The monkeys have expanded from Krishna's heart, believe it or not. Not these monkeys today, those monkeys. The monkeys of 5,000 years ago, they came from Krishna's heart. These monkeys came from, I don't know, somewhere. Actually, they're the same, but we can't see it. This is Vrindavan. The Manasa Chakra. I'm trying to turn everyone's mind to Vrindavan. Vrindavan Manasa sublog Vrindavan Manasa Chakra. I'm trying to turn everyone's mind towards Vrindavan. Just like if you see some special movie on TV about Hawaii. That movie, the purpose of that movie, it's been made by the tourist industry of Hawaii. So they're going to show you a movie in Delhi on your cable TV all about Hawaii, the waves, the sun, the surf, and all these things. And when you watch that movie and hear about it and see all the pictures of Hawaii, then your mind will turn, yes? Hey, let's go on our vacation. Why don't we go to Hawaii? Oh, that's a good idea. So I'm trying to turn your mind to Vrindavan. Hey, we have a vacation. Let's go on a Braj Yatra. Let's go to Vrindavan, see Bankei Bihari, Radharaman, Jamunaji, Giriraj, Varsana, Nandagaon, and all the gopis carrying Pani Kumbhas on their heads, and all the guy, and Choti Choti Gai, Choti Choti Gwal. This is Manasa Chakra. Krishna's mind is turning to the love of the gopis. So this is incredible that Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he is described throughout Shastras, and we've already mentioned, he is Aptakam. Aptakam. Kam means desire, Kam means lust. Kam means craving, intense thirst to have something, to hold something, to be with someone, to possess something. Kam, desire, burning, pushing, attracting, enticing, agitating, compelling, disturbing everyone. Kam itcha. But Krishna's aptakam, that means that Bhagavan and realized souls, Atmaram Munis, they're up to Kam. They have no desire remaining to be fulfilled. They are self-sufficient. They're not lacking anything. They don't need anything. They don't want anything of this world. They're niskinchan. So Krishna is a parampara niskinchan. He's Bhagavan. Simply remembering Krishna, become pure. Om apavitra pavitra va sarvavastam gatopi va yak smarat pundarikaksham sabaya vyantara suchi Sri Vishnu. This is Achamaniyam, Achaman mantra. Pundarik Aksha, that beautiful Lord has like a pundarik. Pundarik is a white lotus flower, pundarik, which blossoms in night under the full moon. It's also called Komudi. Komudi or Pundarik. So the corners, Krishna's eyes, the corners are whitish, but slight red because of his anurag for Radha. Very beautiful, like a lotus petal, a white lotus petal. Pundarik Aksha. Apavitra. If you're impure or if you're pure. If you're pure and remember Krishna, you'll become more pure. If you're impure and remember Krishna, you become more pure. Sa baya yab yantara suchi. If you're inside and remember God, you'll become pure. If you're outside, you'll become pure. So this is Krishna. He's pure. Pavitram. Pavitram Bhagavan. So he cannot be sullied. He cannot be dirtied. He cannot be soiled or contaminated by any mundane lust, anger, greed, envy, etc. Krishna is Kameshvara. Krodeshvara, Kameshvara, Lobeshvara, he controls, he can control. If we surrender to Krishna, our lobe can be controlled. Because he's Kameshvara, Lobeshvara. Our greed can be controlled if we surrender to Krishna. God, surrender to God. Bhagavan Samarpanam. If we surrender to God, our kaam can be controlled, purified, and eliminated. First, when we surrender to God, our lusty desires are controlled. Then they're purified, and then they're eliminated. Brahmaji tells in his Brahma Samhita, Karmani nirdahati kintu chabakti bhajan. Karmani nirdahati kintu chabakti bhajan. If one does bhakti bhajan, Vishnu upasanam, Rama upasanam, Krishna upasanam, Radha Krishna Yugala upasanam, worshipping Radha and Krishna like many sampradayas do, then that's sadhana. And that purifies the heart. It's pavitram. But that upasanam. Only Krishna can control the lust. Only God can control our lust and then remove it. So this verse from Brahma Samhita says, Karmani nirdahati kintu chabhakti bhajan. By doing bhakti bhajan, sadhana bhakti, Vishnu bhakti, Ram bhakti, then karmani nirdahati. Nirdahati means, hati means kill. Karmani means papa karma, papa foul. Disturbance by our minds, lust, anger, greed, can all be eliminated by bhakti bhajan. No other way. Anyata. There is no other way but bhakti bhajan to eliminate and control. To control, to pacify, to eliminate. Bhakti bhajan, according to Adiguru Brahmaji, Brahma Samhita. So therefore, Krishna, he's aptakam, no desire to fulfill, he controls all desires, he's Kameshvara, Lobeshvara, Krodeshvara, he controls anger, he controls greed and lust, and if you surrender, he controls it, he removes it. He controls it, removes it, and how does he control it? How does Krishna control our lust, anger, and greed and envy? How does he remove it? By love. We do bhakti bhajan, which means loving service. Ram bhakti bhajan, Krishna bhakti bhajan. That's giving our love, offering our love. Shravanam, kirtana, Vishnu, smarana. Lovingly remembering God. Lovingly chant his name. Lovingly hear about him. Lovingly offer prayers. Lovingly offer puja. We offer his love, then he offers his love in return. That's bhakti bhajan. That love bhajan. Divine love bhajan. So that will attract the heart, and Krishna will fill our hearts with love. First, out of his kripa, karuna, he'll control the lust because of his surrender to him. Then he'll reduce the lust. Then as our love increases, then he'll give us full love and remove everything once and for all. So therefore, Krishna's Atma Aptakam, and he's Atmaram. He's not lacking anything. He doesn't need to get happiness. Oh, I need you to make me happy. Oh, my dearly beloved, you make me so happy. Generally, people make us happy, and people make us unhappy. But Krishna, he does not become unhappy, and because he's Atmaram, within himself, he's completely blissful and satisfied and happy. So the question the Acharyas raise is, how is it if Krishna is Aptakam, which he is, and he's Atmaram, how is it possible, Rantam Manasha Chakre? How is he's peaceful, he's Atmaram, he's totally peaceful, self-controlled, he wants nothing, needs nothing, his mind doesn't go anywhere, it's always fixed. How suddenly this Atmaram, Aptakam, Bhagavan, his mind has become Rantam Manasha Chakre. It's become turned towards Ranti. Ranta means love, conjugal love. What has made it do that? Is God lusty? He wants to enjoy young coward girls in midnight? No. Why is his mind turned? Because of the gopis' love. As we know, love can turn our minds and love turns the whole world around. They have a phrase, love makes the world go round. At least it makes my head go around. Manasa Chakra, we have Shir Chakra. Manasa Chakra, your mind goes around, your head goes, oh, this loving relationship. So it is only Prema, Krishna Prema, Shud Prema, Shuddha, the Nirmal, Vishuddha, Madhurya Mai, Madhurya Rati Prema, the gopis, that can turn Bhagavan Sri Krishna's mind, nothing else. So in this beautiful night of Sharad Purnima, Krishna's mind became turned. So the translation is Rantam Manasa Chakra. Krishna turned his mind to love's delights. He turned his mind to enjoy with the gopis. If you are Atmaram Muni, or Atmaramata, God, Bhagavan, or Aptakam, you do not have any desire to enjoy. Because you are enjoyment. You're made of Anand, Atmaram, Raman. You're made of divine happiness, joy, peace, and pleasure. So why do my mind turn to enjoy? I'm already enjoying myself. Atmananda, I'm enjoying the bliss of myself. What do I need bliss from you? But love, the gopis' pure prema, their divya prema, Krishna prema, that and that alone turn the mind of God. And the factors were the moon and the flowers, they were udipans, or supplementary factors to enhance, make his mind turn faster. So this is one point that's being made. It shows this phrase, Rantam Manasa Chakra, shows the power of pure love. It shows the power of sacred divine love. And it shows the power of the Brajagopi's love, especially Radharani. Because when Krishna saw the Purnachandra, the Sharad Purnima, slightly tinged red, Aronena, Limpan, smeared with red, he thought of Radharani. And Radharani is the chief of all the gopis. She's the Mukhya Sakhi, the leader of all the gopis, the Yuteshri, the leader of all of them. So he saw the moon and he thought of the Radharani. And she's always with her gopis, her sanghis, with all her gopis, Rasa Sakhis. So then he turned his mind to enjoying and receiving love from Radha. This is what's being said here in the first verse, which shows the power of Radha's love and shows the power of the gopis' love. So great, so powerful. So as I mentioned, this phrase proves the intensity, the intense purity of the Braja Gopis' divine love. And As Vishnu says, a very nice point. Try to understand the subtlety, or the internal meaning of this point. Rantam Manasa Chakre. Vishwanath Chakravartipad, who was a great acharya who lived about in the 16th century in Vrindavan, here at Radhakund and also in Vrindavan. And he is a Sakhi in the spiritual world, Vinod Valari Manjari, actually, Sakhi Manjari, Pran Sakhi of Radha. And he was a self-realized Atmaram Premi Bhakta, Rasika Bhakta, Rasika Jana, Gaudiya, Gaudiya Vaishnav, Param Rasika Charya, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he's saying that this phrase from 29.1 of Dasama Skanda, Rasleela Introduction, Rantam Manasa Chakra, it indicates that the rasa dance with Krishna and the gopis is not a superficial affair. It's not an external dance. Because the key word here is Manasa Chakra, Krishna's mind became turned to Rantam. Rantam means loving affairs, amorous affairs. Generally, when we of this world, we think of amorous affairs between men and women, we think that that's going to be something to do with our material bodies. The man and woman's bodies will meet together and exchange amorous pleasantries. But here, this word manasa, manas means mind, that this whole affair, this dance, this exchange of love is all going on in the minds of Radha and Krishna. It's not a physical affair. It's not a physical or body exchange. It's because manas, man means mind, but it also means heart. It's a dance of hearts. The rasa dance is a dance of hearts. When Krishna, Radha and all the gopis dance, hearts are dancing together in euphoria, in a celebration of divine love, the rasa of love. And when Radha and Krishna embrace in the rasa dance, or the gopis embrace Krishna, it is hearts, heart-to-heart embrace. Hearts are embracing, not bodies. And bodies are not dancing. So this is the point he wants to make. It's not a superficial affair. And Srila Prabhupada, he in his tika on this phrase, Srila Prabhupada, he says that he refers to Vishnu Puran and Harivamsa Puran. In reference to this particular point, the Vishnu Puran, Vyasadeva is using the word manayan, manayan, that the word manayan is applied to Sri Krishna, that Krishna, rantam manasa chakre, we have this concept of first before we can physically respect or show honor to someone, we must mentally honor someone. In our mind, if it's genuine external respect, offering dandavats or offering pranams, or namaste, namaste Prabhu, accept my humble greetings, my obeisances, namaste. But firstly, in the mind must be in a position of honoring and respecting that person. Krishna's Vishnu Puran, Harivamsa Puran uses the word manayan. The rantam manasa chakra, Krishna's mind became turned, which means he was with his mind, Krishna was showing honor to the gopis. Man, respect. With his mind, Bhagavan Sri Krishna was showing honor and respect to his pure devotees. He was respecting them because his mind turned toward them in a humble, loving way. And then, to honor and to respect manayan, his dear devotees, the coward damsels of Brajabhumi, then he went to the Rasastali in Vamshivat, and he vibrated his Vansuri gun, the sweet song of his flute, to satisfy the gopis' desires to enjoy the Ras and please him in that way. This is the tika of my guru. The word manayan means Krishna wanted to honor the gopis' love and respect the gopis' love. That's why he danced in the rasa dance. just see the mind and heart svabhava of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Vrindavan Sri Krishna. As I mentioned briefly earlier, that Krishna's mind turned also to uphold the promise to the virgin girls of Vrindavan. When God makes a promise, He never breaks it. You know, in Kali Yuga, all of us know, that we often promise something. We promise the guru to follow some yamas and niyamas, and we break our promise to the guru, God's representative. And we promise our wives or husbands certain to uphold and follow certain principles and certain actions in the relationship, and we often break sometimes, unfortunately. So we often in this age break our promises, but there's one person everyone can always count on and always depend on and always look up to and forward to. That's Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Ram or Vishnu. God never breaks His promise. You surrender unto Me, I reward you accordingly. You surrender 10%, I reciprocate 10%. This is My promise in Bhagavad Gita. Fourth chapter, in the 11th verse, Yayatam Mam Prapadyante. You surrender to Me, I surrender to you. I promise. As much as you promise to serve Me and love Me, I promise to reciprocate. In fact, our guru, Srila Prabhupada, he went one step further. He said, actually, Krishna is not revealing His whole heart here. He's saying, you surrender 10 steps, I'll surrender 10 steps. You surrender 10%, I'll surrender 10%. My Gurudev says that actually, if we conditioned souls who are suffering so many miseries in this material world, adiatmika klesh, adibhotika klesh, adidaivika klesh, miseries of our body and minds, miseries caused by other living entities, miseries caused by nature, too hot, too cold, too much rain, flooding, etc. All these kleshas, adiatmika, adidaivika, adibhotika, elemental, environmental difficulties, problems, sufferings, and daivik, or the gods, the rains, the higher controlling forces causing difficulties, or atma, our own bodies. He said that Krishna, this is a miserable place, but Gurudev said that if we take one step towards Krishna, He'll take 10 steps towards us. This is the karuna of Krishna. Just take one step, He'll run 10 steps. So he's upholding His promise to the Braja Gopis that He met and took their clothes from those kanyas. And what was there? And also, there's a couple points here, very interesting points about this Manasa Chakra. Krishna turned His mind to those Kanyakumaris. Those Kanyakumaris, those Braja Kumaris who worship Katyayani in her form as Yogamaya, the internal Shakti. Durga, there's Durga, and then there's internal and external representations of the Shakti, Mahamaya and Yogamaya. And for two reasons, with these particular kanyas, Krishna upheld His promise. I promise you in the future nights, we will spend many, many future nights together. And you'll be My wife and I'll be your husband. And now is the night of the Rasa dance. Brahma Ratra Upavrate. Brahma Ratra Upavrate. That Sharad Purnim would go on for millions of nights. One day of Brahma. This is told in chapter 33, verse 30 of Rasa Panchadaya. So what did they do? It was Mrigashirsha month, and all these Kanyakumaris, they got up before dawn, Prataksnan, Suvesnan. And as you know, in North India, in November and December, it's frigid cold, very, very cold. And all the gopis in Barsana and Anjakot and all these different villages where the Sakis come from, Onchagaon and Barsana and Rakholi, and there's many villages where the Sakis come from, they all joined together and met Radharani. But the Kanyakumaris, the virgin girls from these villages, these Sakhi Stalis, they all joined together and they held hands because they're a little fearful. It's still dark. It's way before sunrise, 1 hour before sunrise. They held hands and they ran together down to the Yamuna at Chirgat, what became known as Chirgat. And that running through the cold. It's so cold in November, December, when you exhale, you see vapor come from your mouth. It's very cold, especially early in the morning. And how cold is the Yamuna? Bhot, bhot, tanda. Bhot, tanda. Bhot, tanda. Very, very cold. Yamunaji. And they went to the banks of the Yamuna. And then they would take their clothes, as custom in the village, an ancient custom, even today in Bengal and other villages, there are separate pokors. Pokors or bathing ghats. The ladies' bathing ghat or the men's bathing ghat. The ladies go there and they can bathe there, remove their clothes and bathe, only the ladies together. Segregated, secluded bathing areas. Pokors means inland lakes in Bengal and other places. So they took off their clothes, they did a complete pavitram snan. Then they got dressed in fresh cloth for puja, the proper cloth for puja, katyani puja. They made a beautiful murti out of Jamuna reti, Jamuna sand, a murti of katyani. And they had all puja samagri, all the paraphernalia for worshipping the Devi, the goddess, Durga, Katyayani. And they had a sankalp. They took a one-month brat, Mrigashirsha brat. We'll get up early in the morning, even before, practically just at Brahma Muhurta time, an hour and a half before sunrise, 4 o'clock in the morning. Run to the Jumuna together and do Katyayani puja, yoga maya. And they chanted a mantra, which is in 22nd chapter of the Bhagavatam. Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayogyan Yadishuri Nandagopam Sutam Devi Patim Me Kurute Namaha Patim Me Kurute Namaha Nandagopasutam Nandagopasutam Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayogyan Yadishuri Nandagopam Sutam Devi Patim Me Kurute Namaha. O Yogamaya Ma, O Ma Durga, Yogamaya, they're worshipping internal Shakti. They're worshipping Yogamaya for spiritual results. Yogamaya for spiritual benefit. Yogamaya to attain Krishna, Bhagavan as her husband. So then Krishna came and fulfilled her desires. Because Yogamaya is Krishna's internal Shakti, Antaranga Shakti, his Sarup Shakti, Yogamaya. She's his expansion. So they're worshipping Yogamaya to be connected, yoga, with Krishna. So he came and he fulfilled her desire on Purnima. He said, your sankalpa bhavatu. It will happen. 1 year from now, I will be your husband for millions of nights. How many husbands does one have in millions of nights? In millions of nights, we take hundreds of births. And millions of nights, that means hundreds of births and hundreds of wives and hundreds of husbands. But that one Kanyakumari and that one Krishna as pati, patni, and this relationship with the Kanyakumaris, they were together for millions of nights, which means life after life after life, eternally connected. Because they're now Nitya Siddha. They become Nitya Siddha from their sadhana. And who were these gopis? Who were these Kanyakumaris? Were they simply some village girls? They were the Dandakaranya sages, the Rishichari Munis, is told in Skanda Puran, Padma Puran. These Kanyakumari gopis, that Krishna stole the clothes from, Gopi Vastraharna, in their previous life they lived in Treta Yuga, not even Dwapara Yuga, in Treta Yuga. And they saw Ramachandra in the jungle, in the Dandakaranya forest. And they were sages, Sitadi Munis. When they saw the beauty of Ram and the beauty of Sita, and the purity and the intensity of their sweet, loving marital relationship, husband and wife, these great sages and Munis, these Atmaram Munis, they became attracted to that sweet love, that love between Sita and Ram. And in their heart they desired, I wish somehow we could love Ram like Sita. I wish somehow we could serve Ram like Sita. From the vantage point, like Sita. We don't want to be Sita. Sita's one, Ekpatni. But with her bhav, with her pure love, with her dedication, With her intense surrender, her intense absorption in her pati, patiyavesh, ramavesh, ram premavesh, patni. And Ramchandra understood their hearts, and he glanced at them from a distance. Bhavatu, bhavatu, bhavishya bhavatu, bhavishya bhavatu, O Rishi Munis, bhavishya bhavatu, your sankalpa will be fulfilled. So then they appeared in Brajadam as sadhana siddha gopis, sadhana siddha. They attained perfection. They did bhakti bhajan. Thousands and thousands of years, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga. Then they took birth as gopis, Kanyakumaris. And then they worshipped Katyayani because they wanted to be like Sita, have a husband like Ram. But Ram only has one wife and there's one Ram. But Krishna has every wife. Krishna has every wife and every girl. So he can accommodate. Krishna can accommodate everyone. He's the ultimate lover, the ultimate Bhagavan. He can accept everyone's proposal. He can entertain everyone's offer. He's the all-pleasing, all-satisfying Lord, Swayam Bhagavan. And you'll hear so many descriptions how he does that in the Bhagavatam. Any type of devotee, any class of devotee, even a rakshash comes, a rakshashi comes, a kachari, a witch comes, a prostitute comes, anyone that comes to Krishna, he purifies them first, gives them his love. He showers his love on the rakshashi, putana, rakshashi, kachari, witch. He showers his love on Kubja. And they all attain that prema. And then he accepts them and blesses them. This is Krishna. We see Ram kills the rakshashi. Ram kills the rakshashi and cuts off the nose and these things. They say that Shupurnaka, it's said in Padma Puran, Shupurnaka, who was in the Ram Leela in Treta Yuga, she came back as Kubja, I believe. Kubja is Trivakra in Mathura. I believe so. I think it was Kubja. She came back. And the sister of Bali Maharaj, in the seventh canto of Bhagavatam, her name was Ranti Devi. Ranti Devi, his sister. So when Bhagavan Vaman went to Patala Loka, I think, where's the place of Bali? His planet? Anyways, in Indra Loka at the time, he was awarded Patala Loka later. At any rate, Bali Maharaj, Vamandev came there to beg charity, as you well know, three steps of charity. Vaman, Trivikram. Trivikram, Bhagavan, Dasavatar, Vaman. Vamandev. And he's so beautiful. He was Vaman. He was only 52 inches tall. Vaman is 52? He was 52 inches tall, like a young boy, like a Balak Brahman. Very beautiful, wearing spotted deer skin and with kusagrass, his kusagrass belt and a brahmachari danda and a bamboo umbrella made of pure bamboo, vans chata. Very beautiful, renounced, like a yogi, a child, bal yogi. And Ranti Devi, who is the sister or daughter of Bali Maharaj, she saw, oh, how beautiful, how sweet, what a lovable, cuttable boy. Oh, his mother must be so fortunate. His mother must be so happy to have such a beautiful, sweet, affectionate child. I would love to be his mother. I would love to be his mother and nurture him on my breast and cuddle him in my arms and embrace him. Such a beautiful child, Vaman. So this Bali Maharaj's sister, Bali is an asur. He's a demon. He's the anti-party. Defeated Indra, the deva. Controlled the whole universe. So Vamandev Vishnu went there to restore the order, to place the demigods back in charge of the universe as his representatives, the godly representatives, the devas. So Vaman went there to save the scene, save the situation, and free the demigods, his own appointed agents, to control the material world from the bondage and imprisonment and fear of the demons. Bali Maharaj. Of course, he's also a devotee, which we see in that story, in the eighth canto of the Bhagavatam. So she felt motherly feelings, and she was offering In her mind, she was actually glorifying Vaman. Vaman Stuti. She was actually glorifying him. Oh, he's so beautiful. He's so attractive. His mother must be so fortunate. This is Uttam Shloka. She, in her own way, she was actually doing Kirti. Vaman Kirti. Horrible. She was glorifying Vamanadeva. And Krishna accepted that. And he accepted that, so he purified her heart by accepting her heartfelt wishes and prayers. And he also made an arrangement in his heart. Yes, I will fulfill your desire in the future. But something turned. Manasa Chakra. Ranti Devi's mind turned like a wheel. She had motherly feelings, loving feelings, worshipful, grateful feelings, honoring feelings, prayerful feelings, and desiring to be his divine sweet mother. But then something happened. Something changed her mind. Her mind turned, Manasa Chakra, and it went somewhere else. From love, her mind turned from love to hate. Have you ever experienced that? You love someone and suddenly you hate them. Because your love is material and so is your hate. But spiritual love, there's no room for hate. Real love, there's no hate. Love God, love everyone. Don't love God, can't love anyone. Love God, love everyone. Don't love God, can't really love anyone. So her mind turned. She wanted to love God and serve God, Vaman, Bhagavan Vaman. But then, remember, Ranti Devi is a princess. She's Kshatriya, royalty. She has dignity, pride, power, courage, like a king. You've heard of the Rani of Jhansi, the famous Rani of Jhansi. She was the queen of a great king who was defeated in battle. She jumped on the horse and held his sword in her hand. Yes? And she ran to attack the enemy with such fierce power to defend her husband. She died in battle. Is it right? She died in battle. A great courageous woman, Kshatriya, chivalrous, courageous, fearless, attached to her husband. Do or die. Live with my husband or die. He's dead. Then I'll fight to save his kingdom, to save his children, to save my children, his progeny and praja, his offspring. What virtue, what dharma, Rani of Jhansi, famous lady in Indian history. Is it right? Yes. I'm very moved by such personalities, very inspired by such Indian great saints and kings and rishis, very inspiring, real religious exemplars and acharyas of their own varna. She's a Kshatriya acharya, an acharya, teacher of Kshatriya dharma. And so many others, hundreds. So now, back to Ranti Devi, down in Patal Loka or Indraloka, wherever Vamanadeva appeared to, I think he was in Indraloka, and Bali was ruling there and kicked out Indra, seized his kingdom. So Vamanadeva went there to beg charity, I believe. Anyway, the scene is correct. So Ranti Devi, his daughter, or sister, then she had these motherly, sweet motherly, godly feelings, dharmic feelings. But then her brother, Bali Maharaj, the Jagat Raj, the Jagat Samrat, the emperor of the entire universe, he was bound with Nagapash, Vishnu, Vaman's Nagapash, snake rope, because he offered three steps. Vamanadeva took two steps. He took two steps and he finished the whole universe. Hey, Bali, you have so much wealth, you conquered the universe. I took one step and covered Boor, another step and covered Swa. Now what? Do you have any more kingdom? Do you have any more wealth? Can you offer anything? He said, gee, my pockets are empty. My pockets are empty. I don't have anything. So he was bound because he didn't uphold his promise. I promised to give you three steps of land. He broke his promise. Another example of breaking your promise. Bali broke his promise. So he's bound with a snake rope, Nagpash of Vishnu. It's a powerful weapon, like a python. Python wraps around you and you're finished. Python is a sharp, goes around you, squeezes you, you become like chutney. The python snake can go around a buffalo. Goes around a buffalo when he's sleeping. Once, twice, thrice, and then he starts squeezing. Pretty soon is buffalo chutney. And that's the snake's food. Powerful. So imagine Nagapasha Vamanadev. So he bound Bali. Bali was bound. He couldn't move his powerful kshatriya arms. He couldn't even move his fingers. Couldn't move his powerful legs or chest or anything. All his talent, ability, bound, shut, controlled by Nagapash. Okay, Bali, I am Vaman. I have begged for Teenpada. I'm a small boy. I only ask for Teenpada Chahiye. Teenpada Dedo. I only ask for 3 steps. You gave me 2 and ran out of money. Ran out of kingdom. Now what? When Bhagavan Vaman's Nagapash bound her brother, Bali Maharaj, Ranti Devi became very hateful. Oh, hey, what's he doing? He's embarrassing. This is shameful for my brother, the king of the universe. He's tied up with a snake, not even a rope. No battle, no conflict with the opponent. He's just bound. No fighting on equal terms. This is not fair. Who is this boy? I want to kill this boy. All that motherly love, all that parental love, that vatsalya prem, suddenly vanished. Why? Because she's a materialist. And people have material bodies. People have material bodies like you and me. We have material minds. And material minds are described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna describes the swabhav, the nature of a material mind. The mind of a man and woman, whether he's Manushman or Rakshashiman. What is the nature of that mind? Chanchala hi mana Krishna. Chanchala hi mana Krishna. Arjuna is revealing his mind to Krishna, saying, the mind is very chanchal. Krishna is telling, this mind is very chanchal. Today I love you, tomorrow I hate you. Today I marry you, tomorrow I divorce you. Love became hate. Like became dislike. Wanting to live with you means wanting to live away from you. That's changeability, chanchal. That's our nature. So it was true. It's true with Ranti Dev, Bali Maharaj's sister, and true with us today. So she wanted to love Vamandev and serve him like a mother. Then she saw her brother being insulted and shamed in a public assembly. His own court, his royal court, the Samrat, is tied up by a 12-year-old boy. 52 inches, Vaman, 52-inch boy, powerless, he has no weapon, he has nothing, he has a deer skin and a brahmachari danda. Brahmachari danda, a deer skin, and a sweet smile. Now my love for this boy, my desire to serve him has turned into hate, and I desire to kill him. So now Krishna has a master computer. Krishna has to synthesize all these bhavas, synthesize all these moods, and bring the result. So she wanted to be a mother. She wanted to offer her breast as a mother. So Krishna said, okay, bhavatu. She wanted to kill him. Krishna said, okay, bhavatu. And that Ranti Devi appeared in Gokul. She appeared in Gokul after Krishna was 6 days old. He was still a baby. He could be still suckled on the breast of a datri or a nurse or a mother. He was 6 days old. That Ranti Devi, the sister of Bali Maharaj, from Satyuga, appeared in the end of Dwapara Yuga in Gokul Brajadam as Rakshashi Putana. Putana Rakshashi, the Kechari. That is the sister of Bali Maharaj. She got to be Krishna's mother. She came in after 6 days to offer her breasts to Gopal. And then Yashoda said, yes, you're so beautiful, you're so tender and sweet, you look like a demigoddess, like a Swargadevi. You must be a Swargadevi, come to take darshan of my son. So she picked up Lala, Nandala. Oh, my baby. Oh, I remember you came as Vaman. And I was Ranti Devi. Now my desire to love you as a mother is being fulfilled. Oh, Bhagavan, you're so kind. But by the way, I have smeared my breast with Kalakuta Vish. My breast is smeared with Kalakuta Vish, so much poison that I can kill 1,000 men if they touch my breast with their lips. And you're a baby, a 6 days old, tender, chubby little sweet baby. Because I want to love you and I also want to kill you. So now I'll kill you. Putanarakshashi. Krishna says, Gopal says, he's 6 days, 6 days old and he has to deal with this. At 6 days old, he has to deal with the Rakshashi, Putana. That's the Aishwarya of Krishna. And the sweetness. See the sweetness in Aishwarya. Oh, you want to be my mother and love me? So I'll suckle your breast like your baby. I'm reciprocating as a child would with his mother. And you feel so happy by the touch of my lips. And I'm pressing your breast with my little baby hand. And you feel so much joy in your mind. But, my dear mother, it's not nice to want to kill me. So then, because he's a K-chari. K-chari means moves in the K. She's a flying witch. Most witches fly. They don't take the train. Most witches, K-chris, they fly. They don't take the express train. Because K means sky and chari means to move. K-chari. Chara-chara, chara-chara, chala-chara. So she took the baby and went into her element. Because she doesn't feel comfortable on the ground. Like birds, sometimes birds are on the ground pecking things, eating food, but as soon as danger, whoop, they take shelter of the tree. The birds are peaceful, happy, secure in the air, in the tree. No enemies, at least they feel like that. So the K-tree, she soon got off the ground, took Gopal into the sky, flying in the sky. Ah, oh, now I'll finish you now. Oh, child, leave me. Ah, oh, I can't breathe. Ah, oh, my life. And boom, she's finished. Krishna killed her. Because Krishna cannot tolerate hatred. He can accept love. He can reciprocate with love. But he can never accept hatred. Never accept envy. So this lady, this Rakshashi, this Ranti Devi, the Rani, the queen, I mean the princess, Bali Maharaja's sister, became a Rakshashi, Kshatri, Putana, demon, and Krishna Leela. But Krishna's Bhaktavatsalya is so great. You're coming to kill me. You're coming to poison me. I love you. Why? Because when I appeared as Vamanadeva, back in Satyug, you glorified me. You said I was so beautiful. I was so cuttable and lovable. You wanted to be my mother. I never forget. You did something good? I remember. But you want to kill me? I'm God. I'm a Chuta. I'm a Jit. You can't kill me. So it's either you go or I go. So, bye, you go. So Krishna killed the Rakshashi. He killed her, he killed that envy, he killed that hatred. And he didn't even punish her after that and send her to hell. Okay, you came to kill me, but you wanted to be my mother. I accept the good of your heart, I reject the bad. That's a good intention, good desire to love me like a mother. But to kill me, kill God? God is not dead. God never dies. God was never born. God always is, and he never dies. And I'm God. I'm Gopal. So, you want to love me? I accept the good of you, and I reject the bad. And that's how we should all live. We should accept the good in each other and reject the bad. Something good in each other, appreciate it, worship it, serve it, love it. Something bad, forget about it, ignore it, don't pay any attention. This is one lesson from Rakshashi Mardana, Putana Mardana. Krishna accepted the good, the virtue, the sweetness, the dharma, the love, the affection, the desire to serve in her heart. Oh, hatred, envy, you want to kill me? Then Krishna rejected that. He sucked it out. It was coming out of her breast. When Krishna was sucking out her breast, he was not only taking out her prana, her life air, and killing her, but he was doing breast surgery. Krishna was doing breast surgery on Putana. What was he taking out? First he took out the envy and hatred. He took out the greed and lust. And then now he said, now your heart is good. So let me finish you while you're in a good position. Like if you play cricket and you get to the top, it's good time to retire. When you play cricket and you get to the top, you're world famous, then it's good time to retire and become an announcer and all these things. A movie star or a politician, whatever works. So Putana, Krishna said, look, you're at your peak now. I'm accepting your love, your vatsalya, Bob, now I'll kill you, I'll finish you. Let you stop while you're ahead. Finish your career. So I'll kill your envy, kill your hatred, and you're finished. Give up this body. Give up this Rakshashi body. Rakshashi. Give up this Putana demon body, this Kshatri. Very bad, but your heart is very good. Your body is very bad. Your desire is bad, but your heart is good. So Putana, I accept that. And because I love you so much, and I reciprocate according to your love, I'm not going to kill you and send you to Yamaraj forever, which you deserve to. get for your murderous intentions and murderous attempt. But I'm going to make you my datri in the spiritual world. So Putana Rakshasi, who was in Vaman Lila, she came as Putana and Krishna loved her so much, he accepted her as his Nitya Datri in the spiritual world. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jai.